What's new in automobiles? The way to find the answer to that question is to go take a look at the bold new 58 Pontiac. Because in Pontiac, you're going to find everything is new. You see, Pontiac started right from the very beginning with the all-new aero frame. That's the chassis that gives Pontiac new length, brings the height down 4 inches, while giving you more headroom than ever. And this aero frame design brings with it many new and exciting features. Pontiac circles of steel safety body, for instance, that surrounds you with rugged girder steel from every angle. Ever-level air ride, the new Pontiac ride that floats you along on air and keeps your car always level no matter how you load it. Pontiac's new direction styling that is fresh and new because it's based on new inner construction. And precision performance delivered by the all-new Tempest 395 engine. See all these new features. See and drive the bold new Pontiac this week. Pontiac, America's number one road car. And now back to Ray Scott.
Right, Bill McCaughan, Jim Martin preparing to kick off for Detroit as the Lions score first and lead 3-0 at the midway point of the first period. The whistle with Campbell and Brown deep to receive. Jimmy Brown in the end zone, takes it 5 yards deep and decides to run it out. He comes up the left side to the 5, to the 10, and he's spun under at the 17. Making the tackle, along with Jim Martin, who kicked off, Gary Lowe, who is in there on the kickoff team for Detroit. He is a defensive back. So the Browns have the ball, first down and 10 at their own 17-yard line. The white-clad Cleveland Browns moving left to right here in this first period, trailing by a score of 3-0. The ball at the inbounds marker, far side of the field. Again under center, it'll be Tommy O'Connell. Ray Renfro will flank to the right. The ends are in tight. In the running back spots are Carpenter, Lou Carpenter, and Jimmy Brown. O'Connell fades to pass. Excellent protection. Throws out to the left side. Renfro has it at the 27-yard line. He's brought down immediately.
O'Connell's pass complete to Renfro.
Making the tackle, Yale Larry. Whistle on the field. We're going to have an official timeout. It is not a team timeout. That play started at the 17, and it's very close to a first down. It is short by about a foot. Second down and just inches. Bill, if I may, you've watched the Browns all season long. On a second down and inches to go, have they shown the inclination to go for the works at a spot like this?
Yes, Ray Scott, there have been times when they have gone for the distance when it appears that it might be just a straight buck up the middle. But right now, let's see what head coach Paul Brown has sent in.
He again has made his change at a guard position with instructions on second down and a foot to go at the Browns' 27-yard line. O'Connell under center. Five-man, Detroit line. The snap. Straight ahead goes Jimmy Brown. Across the 30, he has the first down with a couple of yards to spare. The Detroit Lions, in chalking up their field goal, making the march deep into Cleveland territory, chalked up 4 first downs as that drive started from the 10. Joe Schmidt and Gil Maines in on the stop for Detroit on this last play as Jimmy Brown picks up the first down at the Cleveland Brown 30-yard line. Jimmy Brown, who pulled down the rushing crown in the National Football League this year. First-year man from Syracuse, he has been tremendous. This time, O'Connell is going to split both his ends, and Renfro is an inside flanker on the right side. And the running backs are wide apart as O'Connell fades the pass. He looks once, he throws, it is intercepted by Bob Long. He's at the 30, the Brown 25, he's at the 20-yard line. The roar tells you how this highly partisan Detroit Lion crowd felt about that interception by left linebacker Bob Long from UCLA. And the ball is spotted at the 19-yard line of Cleveland, inbounds marker near side of the field, and the Lions, moving right to left, have a tremendous break. Dave Middleton is a flanker to the right. Steve Junker, the right end, is split a couple of yards. To the left is Jim Doran. The snap, off to the right side, is Cassidy to the 18. Rote faded as if to pass. His running back on the left side, Howard Hopalong Cassidy, delayed just a count or two and then slammed off the right side and picked up a yard where Bill Quinlan, the defensive left end of Cleveland, made the stop. A gain of 1, second down 9, and the teams right now are in the portion of the field that is covered by sunshine. Temperature of about 32 degrees here in Detroit, the Lions leading 3-0. Both ends split this time, and Middleton flanks outside to the left. Rote fades the pass. Now he runs up the middle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. The 5. The 3. The 1 yard line. He's right down within a foot or so of that goal line. Hogan Rote went busting up that middle. Tobin Rote has been, throughout his great career in the National Football League with the Packers and this year with the Detroit Lions, one of the great running quarterbacks. He's averaged 5 yards a carry. He brings his team to first down and goal to go on the one. Dave Middleton is the flanker to the right. The rest of the line is tight, and Rote sneaks into the end zone for the touchdown. Jim Martin comes into the game. He will attempt the extra point as the Lions now lead with 4 minutes of play unofficially remaining in the first period, 9-0. Rote will hold. The snap, the ball is down. The kick is in the air. It is good. The point is good and the score now. The Detroit Lions 10, the Cleveland Browns 0.
If you're thinking of buying one of the so-called low-priced three cars, then listen to this. The bold new Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of them on all counts and does it for less money. Take size, for example. Pontiac gives you a big, road-leveling, 122-inch wheelbase. And that's where comfort and men-sized room begins. And it takes the smaller cars hands down on response with dueled action Tempest 395 performance. Pontiac is more advanced, too, bringing to the low-price field scores of new ideas from the industry's hottest engineering team. Such bold advances as aero frame stability, quadrupoise ride, and circles of steel safety body. As for luxury, Pontiac gives you color-matched interiors and wall-to-wall carpeting at no extra cost. In short, Pontiac is far and away more car for less money. So before you buy a car with a low-priced name, check in with your Pontiac dealer and action test the bold new Chieftain. You'll get a drive and a deal you'll never forget. All set for the kickoff, and once again, back to Ray Scott.
Jim Martin preparing to come up to the ball with again Jimmy Brown and Dilt Campbell back to receive at the goal line. Martin comes to the ball. His kick is high and swings off to the right. Campbell comes up to it at the 3 yard line, to the 10, to the left, 15, to the 20, to the 23 yard line. A fumble. The ball is loose. It is rolling back toward the goal line. It is recovered at the 15 yard line by Detroit. Credit Terry Barr of the defensive secondary and on the kickoff team of Detroit for recovering that fumble at the Cleveland Browns 15-yard line as Milt Campbell fumbled. And Detroit has their second break in just a couple of moments. Tobin Rote under center, Middleton flanking to the left, and Rote fades to pass. He looks, he throws, incomplete at the one as Middleton took a step as if to go inside, and the pass was thrown as if he intended to head to the sideline. It is incomplete, second down 10. As Rote at this point, with the brakes heavily favoring the Lions at this point in the first period, has decided to go immediately for the long gainer. Second down 10, Detroit at the Cleveland 15-yard line. Unofficially, 3.5 minutes remaining first quarter. The Lions are leading by a score of 10-0. Jim Doran splits to the left this time, and Middleton is outside the right end as a flanker. The snap. Short gain over left guard by Hopalong Cassidy. Walt Michaels made the stop. A change coming in now for the Detroit Lions. Gene Gedman is coming in. Cassidy started this game in the offensive unit for Detroit as the flanker back. Just preceding the last touchdown, the first touchdown of the game, he came in at a running back position. He is now leaving the game in favor of Gene Gedman, who comes back in. Third down, 9 yards to go. The ball at the 14-yard line. Rote fades the pass. Looks right, looks left. Over the middle, it is complete to the 5, the Junker, to the 2, to the 1. And he's swarmed under it about the 2-yard line. Right over the middle, Steve Junker got loose. It is a first down and goal to go at the 1.5-yard line of Cleveland. As Rote, at the last instant, as he was about to be hit, spotted Junker over the middle loose. He hit him with a beauty. First down and goal to go. Detroit at the 1.5-yard line. Late first quarter. A little better than 2 minutes remaining. The official time in the National Football League is kept by the umpire. The clock that we refer to is unofficial. Middleton flanks way out to the right, and both ends are tight for Detroit. Straight ahead goes Gedman. Close to the goal line. The head linesman will mark his forward progress very closely. The head linesman immediately puts his hand on his head to indicate there's an official time. Dan Pehan, the head linesman of today's game. Players unpile. Ball is put down. It's a foot short. It is a foot short. The public address announcer says the half-yard line. We won't quibble. It's close. Goal to go. Middleton flanks to the right. Roach sneaks over guard. Is he in there? No signal from the officials. He evidently has not made it. Tobin Roach trying to sneak over left guard. It is now just inches short as the players unpile and the ball is spotted. It is now third down and goal to go. The Lions scoring first on a field goal. Then they intercepted a pass and set up the first touchdown of the game. Jim Martin kicked the extra point and they led 10 to nothing. A fumble on the ensuing kickoff. The Lions recovered and they're now third and goal to go on the 6-inch line. Road under center again, a mass defensive line. Straight ahead goes Gettman. He is in there. Gene Gedman scores the second touchdown of the game for the Detroit Lions. And this team that has been a second-half team and unable to score in the last few games, at least very often in the first half, is suddenly on top of a 16-0 lead. Roach holding, Martin tempting the conversion. The snap, the ball is down, the kick is in the air. It is good. And so now the Detroit Lions lead the Cleveland Browns by a score of 17-0. Friends, this reminder, so that we may bring you this special broadcast, the Catholic Hour, heard over most of these stations at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be heard tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over many of these same stations. That's 10:30 Eastern Time tonight only for the Catholic Hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
There is a change now for the Cleveland Browns in the deep positions preparing for the kickoff. Milt Campbell was shaken up on that last kickoff and has now been replaced at a deep spot by Billy Reynolds, who teams now with Jimmy Brown. As Jim Martin prepares to kick off, with a little better than a minute remaining in the first period, and the Lions leading by a score of 17-0. Martin comes to the ball. His boot is down the middle, and Reynolds at the 4, slips to one knee, gets up, comes to the 10, 15, 20, 22, and there he's hit by a very hard tackle by John Gordy, rookie guard from Tennessee, in on the kickoff unit for Detroit. First down and 10, the Cleveland at their own 22-yard line, between the 21 and 22. Tommy O'Connell will be the Cleveland Brown quarterback. Tommy, from the University of Illinois, has had a tremendous year for Cleveland. He has an inside flanker on the right, Ray Renfro. The ends are split. Brown and Carpenter at the running back positions, and fading to pass is O'Connell. He looks to the left, and he throws deep, intended for Brewster. It is complete, and going out of bounds at the 42-yard line, as wrestling him out is Carl Karalevitz of the Detroit secondary. Pete Brewster takes the down-and-out pass from Tommy O'Connell. Seconds remaining in the first period. First down for Cleveland at their own 41.5-yard line. The guards exchanging for Cleveland today with instructions from Paul Brown are Jim Ray Smith and Fred Robinson. Fred from the University of Washington. Jim Ray Smith from Baylor. Renfro is flanking outside the right end, who is tight this time, as O'Connell gives to Carpenter. Takes to Carpenter, and off to the left side goes Renfro with blockers in front of him to the 50, 45, 40, into Detroit territory at the 37-yard line. A beautiful fake that time. It looked as if Lou Carpenter was swinging out to the right. But Ray Renfro, from his flanking position on the right, circled wide to the left and crossed into Detroit territory and is finally brought down at the 38-yard line by Yale Larry. First down and 10, Cleveland now at the 38-yard line of Detroit. Ray Renfro breaks out of the huddle and flanks to the right side. Pete Brewster is split left. The right end, Preston Carpenter, is in tight. O'Connell the snap. Swinging out to the left this time is Carpenter. He cuts back sharply, brought down from behind at the 35-yard line by Bob Long, who circled the play, and Terry Barr, who came up from the secondary, along with Gil Maines, the defensive right end. Preston Carpenter is the right end of the Cleveland Browns in their offensive unit, and in a running back position, Lou Carpenter. They are brothers, both from the University of Arkansas. Again on the play to the 34-yard line of four, and it's second down, six for Cleveland. There is the gun. That's the end of the first quarter and the score. The Detroit Lions 17, the Cleveland Browns nothing.
When you're at a football game, it's nice to know all the signs that the officials use. But if you're in the market for a used car, there's one sign that you should know. The Goodwill used car sign. You'll find it at your Pontiac dealers, and it tells you he has the best used cars in town. Because before a car can be a Goodwill used car, it is carefully reconditioned by Pontiac-trained expert mechanics. And when it does earn that Goodwill sticker, it's guaranteed by your respected and responsible Pontiac dealer. So see him soon and look over his Goodwill used cars.
As we prepare for the start of the second quarter of this championship football game of the National Football League from Briggs Stadium in Detroit, it is now my pleasure to call in the young man whom you heard prior to the start of the game, who will be calling the plays for you here in the second quarter, who has followed the Cleveland Browns all year long as their play-by-play broadcaster on radio. So from Cleveland, Ohio, here is Bill McCaughan. Bill?
Thank you very much, Ray Scott. All set for the second period, and the Lions certainly are off to a flying start in this one as they took advantage of two breaks. One, a fumble by Mel Campbell in which Terry Barr picked up the football. The other, a pass interception by Bob Long. And quickly, they turned it into 14 points. The other three, of course, came on a field goal by Jim Martin, who originally is from Cleveland, Ohio. Right now, the Browns have the ball just inside the Detroit Lions 35-yard line. As here in the second period, the Browns will be moving from the south to the north. They'll be moving from our right to our left. The referee, Ron Gibbs, signals that time is back in. Browns breaking out of the huddle. Second down, 7 yards to go. The Cleveland backfield, O'Connell at quarter. Renfro the flanking back. Lou Carpenter the running half. The fullback is Jimmy Brown. A long count. There's a flag. Big number 70, Ray Krause, came around and belted Tommy O'Connell from behind. There's going to be a 5-yard penalty. 5-yard penalty against the Detroit Lions for offside. It was Ray Krause, and O'Connell has a word with the referee, Ron Gibbs. So the Lions are penalized to the 30-yard line. It's second down now, and just about 2.5 yards to go. And into the lineup at right guard comes Jim Ray Smith, replacing Fred Robinson. The ball spotted just inside the 30-yard line in Detroit territory. The Lions leading by a score of 17-0 as we get underway with the second period. The Browns up to the line of scrimmage. Pete Bruce to the left end is split. The flanker, Ray Renfro, is out to the right. The handoff goes to the fullback, Jimmy Brown. He's at the 30, down to the 25. He's to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he's in for touchdown. Jimmy Brown leaves Detroit tacklers scattered all over the field. Carl Karolevich had a shot at him at the 15. Also, number 24, Jack Christensen. But Brown, the former All-American from Syracuse University, who led the National Football League in ground gaining this year, just ran over them, and the Browns now have their first touchdown. Jimmy Brown going 30 yards for a touchdown, and the score is now 17-6. And, of course, it'll be Lou the Toe Groza who will try to pick up the extra point. Tommy O'Connell holding. There's the snapback from center. It's spotted. It's booted. It's good. And it's now a 17-7 football game. The Detroit Lions over the Cleveland Browns, 17-7. As the Browns quickly score in the second period of play, using just about 9 seconds to do so. So now Lou Groza will get set to kick off for the first time this afternoon. Groza, the only remaining member of the Browns which started back in 1946. Lou, one of the real great stars of pro football, setting the ball up on the 40-yard line. Tom Tracy, Number 30 on the far side in the receiving position for the Detroit Lions. Yale Larry is on the near side. Both stand down at the goal line. Groza has the football from the referee, Ron Gibbs. Tracy, of course, the spark plug in last week's victory for the Lions over the San Francisco 49ers at Kezar Stadium. It was his 58-yard run which started them on the road to victory. Groza gets the whistle, moves up on the football. It's a low kick going down to about the 4-yard line. It's taken by Larry's to the 10, the 15, to the 20, moves to his left at the 25, and goes down as he gets to about the 29 or the 30. Yale Larry, the former Texas A&M star from Fort Worth, Texas, took the kick on the Lion 4-yard line, and he returned it all the way to the 30 before he was tackled by Bobby Freeman, number 18. So the Lions now have it first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Line backfield, Tobin Rudd at quarterback. Howard Cassidy, John Henry Johnson in there. Middleton also in there. Cassidy is the running back. Middleton is the flanker. Middleton is out to the right. The left-hand Jim Doran splits way out. Tobin Rudd looks over that way. Rudd calls the signals, fakes. Now he hands off to Henry Johnson, and he gets to just about the line of scrimmage. Tobin Rudd, the quarterback, first faked the flip to Howard Hopalong Cassidy, then handed to his fullback, John Henry Johnson. Johnson piled up as he got to just about the line of scrimmage. Galen Fiss and Vince Costello teaming up on the play for the Browns. Vince Costello, their middle linebacker. Galen Fiss, the linebacker, on the left side. So the ball is still on the 30-yard line. It's second down for Detroit. 10 yards to go at that spot. Middleton this time moves out to the left. Don Paul over there to cover him. The right end is Jim Doran. The left end this time is Junker. Tobin Rudd calls. This time again he fakes the flip and hands off to John Henry Johnson, and Johnson gets just about a yard. He was hit by Waller Michaels, number 34. Again, the fake flip to Cassidy as Cassidy moved out to the left. And then the handoff to Johnson, sending him right into the middle of the line. But there he was met by the Browns' veteran linebacker, Waller Michaels, who played his collegiate football at Washington and Lee. Incidentally, Michaels is the older brother of Kentucky's All-American Lou Michaels, who will be in the National Football League next year. This time it's Middleton moving out to the left. The right end, Jim Doran, split by about 10 yards. Galen Fiss over there to cover him. Tobin Rudd calls the signals, looks for a receiver. He throws. It is no good. Over the head of the intended receiver, Dave Middleton upfield, almost at the 50-yard line, covered by Don Paul on the play. Tobin Rudd has attempted 7 passes this afternoon. He has completed 3 of them for 44 yards. That time he tried to hit Middleton on the far side of the field, near the sideline. Yale Larry comes into the football game now to do the punting for the Detroit Lions. Back in the double safety for the Browns, standing inside the 30-yard line. Chet Hanulak on the near side, Billy Reynolds on the far side. Very few of Larry's punts have been returned this year. He kicks them high and he kicks them far. He was rushed. The kick goes to Billy Reynolds at the 34. He's to the 35, but he is downed at back at the 34. Darn Dibble was downfield. Darn Dibble made the tackle. The rush was put on Yale Larry by Jim Ray Smith. The kick went to about the 34, and that's exactly where Reynolds ended up, a 46-yard punt. And the Browns have it first and 10 on their own 34-yard line. They huddle back inside the 25-yard line. Score of the game, the Lions 17, the Browns 7 in the second period. Renfro, the inside flanker of the left, Brewster, the left end, is split out by about 15 yards. The handoff goes to the fullback, Jimmy Brown, going straight ahead. He gets just a couple of yards, moving across the 35-yard line. Hit by Ray Krause and Joe Schmidt. Krause, 275 pounds. Joe Schmidt, 222 pounds. The Lions' great linebacker. The ball is spotted just over the 35. We'll call it the 35. Give Brown a gain of a yard on the play. And it'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Cleveland out of the huddle. Preston Carpenter, the right end, splits out. Brewster does the same on the left side. And Renfro is the inside flanker to the right. O'Connell at quarterback calls the signals. The line's up there in a 5-man line. The blitz is on. O'Connell back to pass. He throws. It is no good. Boy, they had the rush on him that time. It was intended for Pete Brewster at about the 45-yard line in Detroit territory, but it was far short. Blitzing was Bob Long, the left linebacker, and also Joe Schmidt, the middle linebacker. So on the incompleted forward pass, it is now third down coming up and 9 yards to go. Third down and 9 yards to go. O'Connell intended for Pete Brewster along the near sideline, but the Lions had a rush on, and Tommy was hurried in getting the ball away, and it fell far short of the target. Preston sharpens, the right end splits out. Brewster does the same on the left side, and Renfro is the inside flanker to the left. O'Connell calls the signals. He takes. On the handoff, it goes to Jimmy Brown, the fullback. He comes forward to the 40-yard line, but of course it's going to be far short of the first down. Jimmy Brown, the fullback, taking the handoff from Tommy O'Connell, going straight ahead. He got to the 40-yard line before he was hit by Joe Schmidt and Darris McCord. McCord, the defensive left end for the Detroit Lions, and Schmidt, as we have mentioned several times, the middle linebacker. So now it's Yale Larry and Terry Barr going back into the double safety. Kenny Cones, the former Louisiana State star, will do the kicking for the Browns. They come out, now shift into punt formation. Cones moves back to about his 25-yard line. Barr and Larry upfield at the Detroit 20. Barr on the far side. Larry on the near side. There's the snapback. There's the kick. It's a good high kick going inside the 20-yard line. It's taken down there by Yale Larry. He runs to his right. He gets away from one man. He gets away from another. Cuts back in and is dropped at the 50-yard line. He was slowed down by Preston Carpenter and then tackled by Vince Costello. There's a marker on the play at the 30-yard line. So let's see what it's going to be. 42-yard punt for Kenny Cones. Vince Costello made the tackle. The kick went to about the 19-yard line, and Larry brought it back from there to the 25. And let's see now what the call is going to be. It's a holding penalty. And it's going to be against the Detroit Lions. So the Browns get a break as Detroit is penalized. It moves the ball from the 25-yard line, the spot to which Larry had returned, back inside the 15 to the 13. So the Lions have it in their own territory at the 13-yard line. The Lions lead by a score of 17 to 7. That penalty a half the distance to the goal line penalty. Jim Doran splits way out to the right. Middleton is out to the left. Tobin Rhodes calls the signals. He takes. He gives to Cassidy. Cassidy comes forward to about the 15-yard line. Warren Lahr, Galen Fiss in there to hit him along with Bob Gain. Bob Gain leading the charge. Lahr and Fiss then coming up to help out. So Cassidy gets from the 13 to the 16-yard line. A gain of 3. It'll be third down, or second down, I should say, and about 7. Second and about 7. And now the Detroit Lions are preparing to call a timeout. Well, the Lions taking timeout. The score is Detroit 17 and Cleveland 7.
If you feel your car budget calls for sticking to the low-priced 3, I've got some news for you. Take a look at the bold new Pontiac Chieftain, the low-priced member of the Pontiac family. And when you do, you'll find the Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of the low-priced 3 on every count and does it for less money. That's right. The Pontiac Chieftain is priced down below many of the smaller cars and yet beats them from every angle. Size? The Chieftain gives you a man-sized 122-inch wheelbase with roomy stretch-out interiors. Performance? Pontiac's Tempest 395 engine beats the best they have to offer with jeweled action performance. Comfort? The Pontiac Chieftain gives you big car roominess, big car styling, and scores of extras at no extra cost. For example, Pontiac gives you a choice of twice as many color combinations, wall-to-wall carpeting, and even the lowest-priced models. Oversized tires, safety plate glass all around, crank-operated vanity panes, and many, many more as standard equipment. Stop in at your dealers and see the Pontiac Chieftain. It beats the best of the low-priced 3 for less money. See it this week.
10.5 minutes remaining to be played in the first half of this football game with the Detroit Lions in front by a score of 17 to 7. And in case you joined us late, the Lions picked up all 17 points in the first period. Three of them coming on a field goal by Jim Martin to give them a 3-0 lead. And then they intercepted a pass with Bob Long, who intercepted it to set up a touchdown. And then a fumble by Milt Campbell set up another Detroit score. The Browns scored early in this period on a 30-yard run by their great fullback, rookie Jimmy Brown. The Lions have it, second down, about 7 yards to go. The ball resting just over the 15-yard line at the 16. Doran is out to the right. Middleton out to the left. The left-end junker split by about 5 yards. Rhodes is going back to pass. He throws. It's good to Doran at the 25-yard line. Wrestled out of bounds by Kenny Cones, but it's going to be enough for the first down. Tobin Rhodes, the Lions' fine quarterback, connecting with Jim Doran, the veteran end, moving from the 16-yard line across the 25. We'll call it the 26-yard line, and it's the Lions' first down and 10 yards to go. The Lion backfield has Tobin Rowe throwing them. Middleton, the flanking halfback. Howard Cassidy, the running half, and John Henry Johnson as the fullback. Doran, the right end, again a split. Rook this time to John Henry Johnson on the draw, and he comes forward to about the 28-yard line, getting a couple of yards on the play. It looked for a moment as though the Browns' defense had fallen for it, and that Johnson might go for distance. He does get to the 28-yard line. Bob Gain and Bill Quinlan combining for the Browns to make the tackle. So it's a gain of two for John Henry Johnson, the former San Francisco 49er fullback. And it's second down and 8 yards to go for the Detroit Lions. The ball resting on the Lions 28. Middleton is out to the right this time. The right end Junker is split, and Doran is the left end. Here it goes to Johnson. He's at the 30, the 35. He's at the 40, cuts to his left. He's at the 45-yard line, is hit and still on his feet, and now is dropped at the 47. Don Colo upfield. Vince Costello also upfield to make the tackle. Another fine run by John Henry Johnson with Waller Michaels, who finally grabbed him. He was hit a couple of times, but still kept going. And the Lions have another first down at their own 47-yard line.